Hi everyone, and welcome back to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Tom, and today we're going to continue talking about Kyushu. Of course, there are lots of things to see and do in Kyushu, so we're just getting a glimpse into Kyushu. Remember last time we talked about where you're going to start your journey. Of course, you're going to start in Fukuoka City. There are other places to go in northern Kyushu as well, but today we're going to start heading farther south in Kyushu.And we're going to go to Kumamoto. In today's lesson, we're going to go to Mount Aso and some other exciting places.
So let's not leave any more time. Let's go straight into the read-through of day two before we come back to talk through it. Let's extend your exploration of Kyushu and head south to Kumamoto. No visit here would be complete without witnessing the glory of Kumamoto Castle.Typically ranked as one of Japan's three most famous castles. Completed in 1607 by Keito Kiyomasa, the castle stands majestically upon impressive foundations of curved stone walls, which serve as a monument to the troubled times of the Sengoku period in Japanese history. Climb to the top of the six-story main castle tower and enjoy spectacular views of the city and surrounding areas.If you're a nature lover, you'll find paradise in the Aso region of Kumamoto. Here, you can visit Mount Aso, an active volcano, and gaze through the rising smoke into one of the world's largest craters. Moreover, at Kusasenri Plateau on the mountainside, visitors can drink in the beauty of green grasslands stretching as far as the eye can see. And, between March and December, opt...for a horseback riding tour. Alternatively, a thrilling helicopter ride will allow you to enjoy all these views from above. After all the excitement, go deeper into the mountains for a retreat at Kurakawa Onsen. A hot spring area located on both sides of a valley, Kurakawa Onsen has a traditional atmosphere. You can see how its wooden buildings,Earthen walls and stone stairs blend smoothly with nature while relaxing both body and mind in outdoor natural springs. But that's just a glimpse of Kyushu. From Nagasaki's historical depths to Saga's delicate pottery, Kyushu is an endless series of wonders. Next time you plan a trip to Japan, step off the beaten path and explore the charms of Kyushu.
Okay, it's time for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson. Again, we're in Kyushu, and it's the southern jewel of Japan. So let's extend your exploration of Kyushu and head south to Kumamoto. Or Kumamoto, I think some people say it that way. Shongbun in Chinese. I think that's the place that's famous for that bear mascot that everybody sees all over the place. I think they did not copyright that bear, so anybody can...use it, anybody can copy it, so that's why it's so common. But that's sort of the mascot of Kumamoto, that black bear. And yes, you're going to head south to Kumamoto, which I believe is both a city and a prefecture.
Yeah, I knew that Kuma meant bear, so I was like, maybe they have bears down there, maybe it means like bear country or something like that in Japanese. But what we do learn is that no visit here would be complete without witnessing the glory of Kumamoto Castle.Typically ranked as one of Japan's three most famous castles. So if you witness something, you see it. We commonly hear this term when we talk about witnessing a crime or witnessing an accident and having to tell the police what you've seen. But yeah, if you go somewhere and see a place, you have witnessed it. You have witnessed what it's like. You've seen it yourself with your own eyes. And that's something you should definitely do with this castle.It's one of the three most famous in Japan. We say it's typically ranked as that. So when they do lists of which three castles should you visit in Japan, you'll find Kumamoto Castle almost always in the top three, sometimes first or second or third, but very frequently in those lists in the top three.
Right. And of course, those castles are very common in Japan. They're usually white with many tiers.And lots of people like to go check them out. Some of them are recreations of earlier castles that have long since burned down or were destroyed. Some are original, but it doesn't really matter because they're all pretty interesting to check out. You can witness the glory of Kumamoto Castle And again, it's one of the top three most famous castles in Japan. Well, completed in 1607 by Kato Kiyomasa, the castle stands majestically upon impressive foundations of curved stone walls, which serve as a monument to the troubled times of the Sengoku period in Japanese history. So this sentence tells us a lot. Let's go to the beginning of the sentence. It says it was completed in 1607 by Kato Kiyomasa. Okay, so this is the person who built this castle way back in 1607, and that gives us that information about when it was built. It also describes the castle for us. It stands majestically upon impressive foundations of curved stone walls. So if something stands majestically, well, it's majestic, like a majesty, like Her Majesty or His Majesty, the King and Queen of England. They are royal. They're impressive. So if something's majestic, that means it's really big, high, and impressive. Like the Matterhorn in Switzerland, it is truly a majestic mountain.
Yeah, very impressive in either beauty or in its scale. And it's standing, this castle is on foundations of curved stone walls. The foundations are the base of any structure. Very often they are underneath the ground. Sometimes they're just built straight onto the ground, but it is the strongest part. It is the bit that is made first with enough engineering so it can carry the weight of the rest of the building. And of course, if it's a castle, it doesn't just need to look majestic, it also needs to be very strong so people can't attack that region. It's got to dominate the landscape and resist armies. So it is going to be very impressive. It is going to have these very strong, powerful foundations. And in this case, they are curved stone walls. They're not straight walls. They're not angled walls with big, sharp corners. They are curved stone walls. Which is actually an important defensive point because, fun fact, if you fire a cannon at a building and it's got curved walls, it's more likely to glance off the curve and not damage the building. If you've got a flat, straight, or angled wall, the cannon is more likely to do some damage when its ball hits there. So a curved stone wall is a good protective device against that kind of weapon. It's a little more difficult for people to hide behind the corners or climb up parts of it. So yeah, this was built to look good, but also for real protection.
Right. Curves, of course, exist on highways. Sometimes the highway is straight and then it starts to veer to the right or to the left. That is a curved highway, or we could just call that area of the highway the curve. Hey, don't pass a truck on a curve. You might cause an accident because you can't really see what's ahead of you. I did want to mention that the word foundations here is being used as plural, but sometimes it's used in the singular as a non-count noun. So, for example, if you want to learn a foreign language, you need to have a good foundation in that language's grammar or vocabulary. Those are good, it is a good foundation. But again, we're talking about the base of a building here, and most often this is countable in this particular instance, the foundations of this castle. And again, those foundations serve as a monument to the troubled times of the Sengoku period, or rather the castle serves as a monument to those troubled times. And we're talking about a period of history called the Sengoku period. So I believe this implies that it was kind of a violent time with lots of wars going on.
Yeah, so you'd want a castle there that could be defended easily. And when you look at it, you think, yeah, that's why people built things like that. They really needed them during those troubled times where there were wars. So now some advice for tourists and travelers. Climb to the top of the 6-story main castle tower and enjoy spectacular views of the city and surrounding areas. So the main tower might be in the center of the castle, it might be over the gate or around one side, but it's got 6 stories or 6 floors that you can climb up. And if you do go up, you will enjoy spectacular views, amazing views. Anything that is a spectacle is something that really needs to be seen. It's something you should definitely go and check out. So the adjective form spectacular means amazing to look at, amazing to witness, something you really ought to go and see. And in this case, there'll be views of the city of Kumamoto and all the surrounding areas.
And if you're in Taiwan, you can enjoy the spectacular scenery of the Central Mountain Range or the spectacular scenery in Taroko or in Kending or wherever you plan to go. But hey, we're in Kyushu now, and we're traveling to Kumamoto Castle. Again, it's a pretty impressive feature. And if you go inside to the top floor, you can have spectacular views of the city of Kumamoto and the surrounding countryside or the surrounding areas of this particular part of Kyushu Island. Now, moving on to the next paragraph here, it says, If you're a nature lover, you'll find paradise in the Aso region of Kumamoto. So this is kind of a rural area. If you don't really like checking out cities or you've seen enough of cities and castles and things like that, you can head to an outdoor area, kind of a wilderness kind of area, and it's called the Aso region. And again, that's near Kumamoto City, and you're probably going to experience some wonderful nature there.
Yep, and one of these is listed here in our next sentence. Here, you can visit Mount Aso. When we see mount in front of another word, we know it's a mountain. We tend to use the word mount rather than the full mountain. So you think of famous ones, Mount Fuji, Mount Everest, all those other various famous mountains around the world. So this is a very famous, very noteworthy mountain in this part of the world. And it's not just a mountain, it's an active volcano. So it's a mountain that still has burning magma inside, very hot liquid rock that might at some point shoot out of the top. At the very least, there'll be smoke coming out of it, maybe steam from water that gets caught in and boiled. So that's why it's active. It's not sleeping. It's not dead and gone cold. It really is a volcano that could still erupt, which is the correct word for it. So definitely a very interesting place to visit. And from there, you can gaze through the rising smoke into one of the world's largest craters.
Exactly. That's what you're going to expect to see in a volcano. If you gaze at something, well, you take a glimpse of something, you can see the rising smoke coming from that volcano, and you can gaze into that rising smoke, or at least you can gaze through it. It's kind of like a fog a little bit. You can sort of see through it if you get close enough. And so you're gazing through that rising smoke. You're kind of trying to find something on the other side, and you'll see this very large crater. Craters can be a couple of different things. You see craters on the moon. Those are impact craters when meteors or whatever strike the surface of the moon or the Earth, for that matter. You get these big, round, deep pits in the surface of the planet. But here a crater is a similar structure, but it's the top of a volcano. So various volcanoes in the world have that round area at the top, and those are called craters.
Okay, we will talk a bit more about what you can see in Mount Aso and around Mount Aso in just a moment. First, though, we've reached the halfway stage of our article, so we're going to hand over to our Chinese teacher.
听众朋友大家好，我是安娜。我们昨天开始带大家到九州啦，所以今天要看九州的什么呢？今天要再往南一点，到熊本哦。熊本这个地方啊，一定要去熊本城。好，我们刚刚讲的中文哦，你如果到熊本的话，一定要去熊本城哦。在英文当中有一个特殊的句型，就是双重否定的句型，它出现在第一段第二句的地方。我们把第二句前面的 no 跟 without 抓出来，字面上是这样子的 ：No visit here would be complete， 没有任何的拜访会完整哦。Without witnessing， 如果没有亲眼目睹 blah 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 后面句尾，如果你没有亲自去看熊本城的话，那么你到了熊本这个地方，你的旅游就不完整咯。中文其实是强调你一定要去看的意思，但是英文会采用这种双重否定的句型，所以它是一个语气蛮强烈的句型，大家可以把它学起来。那在这里呢，我们也可以举个例子，我们可以说，诶，如果你来台湾的话，你一定要去夜市哦。那中文我们这样说，英文可能会翻成 You must go, you have to go。 但是你可以想想看，这个双重语气、双重否定的句型，或许你可以告诉你的朋友 The trip to Taiwan is not complete without going to the night market。 如果你来台湾没有去夜市的话，你的旅行就好像不完整咯。这个一定双重否定的句型就可以使用，就可以学起来好好用看看。好，那接下来我们就看到了熊本城它有什么好看呢？其实因为它是一个在历史上很重要的一个建筑物，然后呢，你也可以登上它六层楼高的主城楼， 就可以看到很多壮观的景色，所以这个地方是一定要去。可是第一段的这个第三句啊，其实也有一个分词构句，不晓得有没有注意到。我们在句子当中第一段的第三句看到的是 completed， 它是一个被动式的这个过去分词。那后面呢，其实逗点之后的 the castle， 熊本城才是它句子真正主要的这个主词。那它省略的是什么呢？其实它省略的是逗点之后的一个 and。 有时候我们在描述一件事情，因为特色很多，所以如果都要用好多句话把它串起来的话，感觉句子就很多，然后很冗长。这个时候就不妨用分词构句。假设在逗点之后的 and 连接词省略的话，也就是说当我们逗点之前描述这个熊本城其实就是1607年就已经完成完工，那当然前面的已经被完成完工就可以直接用过去分词来开头。可这句子因为有点长，它带了一个补充说明的关系子句，在后面第二个逗点的地方我们可以看到一个 which， 一直到句尾它补充说明的则是前面的先行词。先行词有点长哦，从 impressive 开始， impressive foundations of curved stone walls。 好，那这个是我们的熊本城。可是啊，有些人去旅行其实是喜欢看看大自然嘛，所以如果你真的喜欢大自然的话，或许你可以在熊本这边到它的阿苏地区，The Aso Region， 它在第二段的第一句的地方。不过这边的英文描述也很生动哦。If you're a nature lover, you will find paradise in the Aso Region of Kumamoto. 你就可以在这个地方找到天堂。也就是说呢，它会让你好像置身天堂一下。不过这个阿苏地区到底有什么？阿苏地区啊，有活 火山哦，所以这是一个自然界的很特殊的景象。但是火山这个地方可以把它抓出来，叫做 active volcano。 那这里是在第二段的第二句，火山如果叫做 active volcano， 那死火山怎么说？休火山怎么说呢？死火山的形容词叫做 extinct， extinct， 就表示已经灭绝，已经爆发完毕，不会再爆发的。那休火山就是曾经有这个火山的活动，但是只是这一阵子呢，在短期的未来应该是不会爆发，这叫做 dormant volcano， 用的形容词是 dormant。
We're going to take a short break now, but please stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to continue talking about our trip to Kyushu Island. Again, we started in Fukuoka, and now we've gone down to Kumamoto, and there are a couple of things you can check out there. You can check out the castle there, and then if you've had enough of the city, you can head to the mountains. You can go to Mount Aso, and of course, it's an active volcano, and you can look through that rising smoke and see one of the world's largest craters. So if you're into volcanoes,This is the place for you.
And that's not all that's there. We see, moreover, at Kusasenri Plateau on the mountainside, visitors can drink in the beauty of green grasslands stretching as far as the eye can see, and between March and December, opt for a horseback riding tour. So a plateau is a flat area, but it's high up. It's going to be on the side of a mountain,the top of some hills. If you've ever seen Cradle Mountain, I think it's called, in Cape Town, that's got a very flat top. That is a plateau. You'd find them in other parts of the world as well. Anytime you've got a steep slope, or any kind of slope, and then a large, wide, flat area on top, that is a plateau. And they'll be on the sides of mountains as well as at the top. So that's why it says Kusasenri Plateau on the mountainside, this big, flat area where...I'm sure there's roads leading up there and maybe a few places for cars to stop. You can get a drink, use the bathroom. But you can also drink in or enjoy the beauty of these green grasslands that stretch as far as the eye can see, which means that they go all the way to the horizon. Unless you've got amazing eyes or a telescope, all you'll see is these green grasslands, these big plains covered in green grass just rolling off into the distance.
Right, and it says here you can drink in the beauty of those green grasslands. Of course, you're not drinking it. It just means you're taking it in, you're enjoying it, and maybe you've never seen anything like that here in Taiwan. So this might be very new and very interesting for you to check out. So drink in the beauty of those green grasslands because they stretch as far as the eye can see. And something else you can do is opt for or choose a horseback riding tour. Again, this occurs between the months of March and December. So now it's April, so they should be offering this service. If you've never ridden on a horse before, here is your chance. You can go on a horseback riding tour. You'll probably pay a fee, and somebody will escort you on the horses so that you know what you're doing, so the horse doesn't knock you off. You'll be okay. Don't worry about it. And it will be a great experience for you, something you'll probably remember for the rest of your life.
But if this doesn't attract you, there is something else you can try. The article says, alternatively, a thrilling helicopter ride will allow you to enjoy all these views from above. Something that's thrilling is extremely exciting. It's going to get your heart pounding, your blood racing. You'll be thinking, wow, this is so cool. I'm up in a helicopter flying over everything. It's full of excitement, but also great views, as up in a helicopter, you'll have the perfect viewpoint to check in everything. The mountains, the grasslands, this plateau, the volcanic crater, so much stuff, and all the thrills of going in a helicopter.
Does sound exciting, but I'm probably not too interested in going for a helicopter ride considering what happened to Kobe Bryant and his daughter, but maybe some other people may be more brave. I'm sure crashes in helicopters are a fairly rare occurrence, you'll probably be okay, and indeed you'll enjoy that thrilling helicopter ride and you can enjoy all those views from above. Now here in the next paragraph it says, after all the excitement, go deeper into the mountains for a retreat at Kurokawa Onsen. So you've checked out this mountain area, you've seen the volcano, you've gone for a horseback ride, and you've also gone for a helicopter ride. So that's a lot of excitement to do those things, but maybe now you want to be a little quieter and more relaxed. So you go deeper into the mountains, and you're going to an onsen, which is a hot spring resort. It's called Kurokawa, and we're also describing it as a retreat. A retreat is just a getaway, a place to get away from it all, to be separated from the rest of the world. You'll be by yourself. It'll be quiet. There might be some other people around there, of course, but it's a very relaxing atmosphere.
Yeah, the sort of place where no one will bother you. You can escape from your busy life for a while. You hear talk of artists' retreats and writers' retreats where these artists will just get away from the concerns of life and just have peace and quiet where they can work on their projects for a few days, nothing else that they need to do. So what is this place? Well, it's a hot spring area located on both sides of a valley. Kurokawa Onsen has a traditional atmosphere. So this won't feel like a fairly modern hot spring resort. There won't be lots of big fancy hotels that you can enjoy. It'll feel like you've stepped back in time to old Japan and this very old hot spring with natural pools, wooden buildings, all of that kind of stuff.
Exactly. So yeah, it'll have a traditional atmosphere. You'll imagine that you're living in Japan from centuries ago because it's got these traditional buildings. They're wooden buildings. They have earthen walls or walls that are made out of dirt or clay that has been made hard. And you've got those stone stairs. They're not metal stairs or concrete stairs. They're stoned and all those, they're stone. And they all blend in well with nature there. And it gives you a relaxing feeling, both for your body and your mind. And of course, these are outdoor natural springs. They're not inside, they're outdoors. Maybe that's the place where those monkeys go bathe in the water as well.
Could be. I've seen those. But yeah, you can imagine how with everything made of wood or earth or stone, you don't feel like you're in the modern age. I'm sure there are a few lights and lanterns up there. But everything, you know, you're climbing up somewhere, you go on these steps that have been cut into the rock. The buildings are made of earth and wood, so you just feel very comfortable, very relaxed, very away from the modern world and all its excitement and lights and everything else. So those all sound really good. You've got a big variety of things from castles to nature to helicopter rides to a quiet soak in an onsen. And there's more. The article concludes or starts its concluding paragraph by saying, but that's just a glimpse of Kyushu. So we return to the word from our title, a glimpse, a brief look, a very short introduction to all the many and varied things you can find in this part of Japan.
Right. Kyushu, I think, is maybe twice the size of Taiwan. So, of course, as you know, there are lots of places to go check out here in Taiwan. So imagine how many things you can check out in Kyushu. That's why we're saying you're just catching a glimpse of Kyushu. We're just scratching the surface. We're just touching on it. There are other things to see and do in there. And we've got a range of things here from Nagasaki's historical depths to Saga's delicate pottery. Kyushu is an endless series of wonders. They did not mention Kagoshima either here. That's a place I'd like to check out, but that's where our foreign exchange student went to school. He told us all about it. There's a volcano there as well, but we'll talk about that some other day. But here's a range of stuff you can check out. Nagasaki, of course, is a city in Kyushu. I believe it's in the northwest part of Kyushu. So they've got history there. The bomb was dropped there, one of the bombs in World War II, but they've got other things there to check out. And then we've got Saga, which is known for its delicate pottery. Delicate, of course, doesn't mean it's easily broken in this particular case. It means it's highly exquisite. It's got lots of details. It's really worth checking out.
Although I'm sure it probably would get broken if you dropped it on the floor.
Got to be careful indeed.
Yeah, but it's an endless series of wonders. So that means there's always more to discover. There's no end to the, hey, there's another thing over there. Hey, I've just read about this other place. This wonder, this great thing we can go to check out. So we finish up by saying, next time you plan a trip to Japan, step off the beaten path and explore the charms of Kyushu. So we started off the article in day one by saying that this is a less explored place. There will be fewer tourists, you won't have heard of many of these places and things that you're going to see. So it's off the beaten path. The beaten path is an expression that means somewhere that's really popular, somewhere that many people have been to. And if we kind of literalize the metaphor, it's like many people have walked there and their feet have created a path. It's beaten down the wild country, trodden on the grass, created a little road with their feet. But if you go off it into nature, into the real countryside, then you'll find new stuff. You'll be moving away from the familiar, the famous, into something completely different. So visiting Kyushu instead of Kyoto or Tokyo, you'll be going somewhere that fewer people have been and seeing things that fewer people have had the chance to check out.
You're going to have a great trip there, and right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
所以啊，如果可以到阿苏地区的话，除了看到一些活火山，还可以选择骑马旅游哦，甚至还可以用直升机飞行，让你乘坐直升机从高处去欣赏这一些美景。那他当然我们在第二段这个地方啊，除了说提到了骑马或者是坐直升机，特别还是要注意的是其中的第三句。第三句这个地方啊，我们看到的是 as far as the eye can see。这里的 as far as 它就是一个特殊的句型了。我们说 as 的句型是像什么一样的如何如何，那个像是第二个 as 哦，所以后面的像 as 就像 the eye can see 眼睛可以看到的，再往前 as far 那么远的地方，所以远到你的眼睛可以看得到的地方。好，不管你是用骑马的啦，还是用乘坐直飞机的，乘坐这个直升机。不过这乘坐直升机啊，在第二段的最后面第五句这个副词我们可以先把它抓出来 alternatively。 其实 alternative 本来就有名词，另类的一种选择，替代方案，或者是另外的意思。所以如果你不是骑马的话，就可以坐直升机。好，那最后我们来看一下，除了以上刚刚讲的熊本城和阿苏地区，还有什么地方可以去呢？就是黑川温泉，在接下来第三段这个地方。黑川温泉嘛，温泉当然叫做 hot spring， 就特别提到在第三段第二句这个地方。那当然去泡温泉的时候就可以放松身心啊，所以在第三段第三句最后面我们看到的 while 这个地方是连接词保留的分词构句。 while 在这里真的是表示时间哦，当你正在如何如何的时候，后面的 you are relaxing 的 you are 就可以省略掉。好，那么接下来呢，我们最后面就要做个总结啦。其实去日本不一定要去东京迪士尼啊，然后也不一定都只有那些大城市或北海道，或许我们下次可以选择往南走，到九州去看看。以上就是我们今天的内容，我是安娜，我们下次见。
That's all for today, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, my name is Tom.
And I'm Pat.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.